Albert Hare is in the mall ringing the bell the day before Thanksgiving.
I care about the Salvation Army because of the fact that they help so many people out. But I do appreciate the job, too.
He's still looking for a long-term job. Those can be hard to come by for people like Hare, who recently got out of jail for drug possession. Hare, who's now sober, says he's glad to have gotten a job indoors as winter approaches. More and more of the people manning the Red Kettle are paid employees instead of volunteers. Captain Donald Warner is the Corps officer for the Salvation Army in Billings and says the majority of bell ringers are paid.
But there are people that really need money anyway, so in a good way, they raise money, but they're also getting paid so they can help afford Christmas gifts for their family. So that's something that we've had to change over the years.
He says he's not sure why that is, but not as many volunteers are stepping forward. While the Red Kettle may be one of the most well-known Salvation Army symbols, it's not their main revenue-gathering method. Warner says the Salvation Army in Billings is mostly funded through grants and then corporate donations and private donations by individuals. Nevertheless, the Red Kettle helps keep the Salvation Army a visible presence in the community, and Warner says that's a big help in raising money. Kayla Jarosh, YPR News.